WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, back with another dose of ADHD, but make it spiritual. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can feel like a luxury when you've got the constant hum of go, go, go in your system. Taking breaks and practicing self-care. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Laura, easy for you to say, hear me out. This isn't about bubble baths and avocado toast, though those are awesome too. It's about consciously choosing moments of stillness and nourishment even when life feels like a chaotic roller coaster. Ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive? Like you're constantly chasing the next to-do, the next deadline, the next distraction? I get it. That's the ADHD roller coaster in full swing. But here's the truth. Ignoring those signals of overwhelm just leads to burnout. It's like trying to run a marathon without stopping for water. Eventually, you're going to crash and burn. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you ditch the hustle culture mindset and embrace self-care as a superpower. 1. Breaks are not optional, they're essential. Think of it like this. Your brain is like a muscle. You wouldn't expect to lift weights for hours on end without rest, right? So why treat your mental energy any differently? Even 5 minutes of mindful breathing or simply stepping away from the screen can do wonders. 2. Self-care isn't selfish, it's strategic. When you take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, you're actually setting yourself up for success. You'll have more energy, focus, and creativity to tackle those tasks that matter most. It's not about indulging in endless treats, though, hey, a little chocolate now and then can be therapeutic. It's about nourishing your whole being. 3. Listen to your body's cues. What does exhaustion feel like for you? Is it tension in your shoulders? A racing heart? Brain fog? Learning to recognize these signals is key to catching yourself before you hit burnout. You know that feeling when your phone is about to die and you get that little red battery warning? Treat your body with the same kind of respect. 4. Find what recharges you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What works for me might not work for you, and vice versa. Maybe it's a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to music, spending time with loved ones, or even just taking a long, hot shower. Experiment and find what truly nourishes your soul. 5. Schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block out time in your calendar for those restorative activities. And don't let anything derail that sacred time, not work, not emails, not even guilt trips from yourself. You know that feeling when you're about to hit a wall mentally and physically drained? That's what happened to me last week. I was juggling a million projects, answering emails nonstop, and trying to keep up with my social life. Needless to say, I felt like a total zombie. I had planned this amazing hike for the weekend, but all I could think about was how exhausted I was. But then I remembered this very podcast. Taking a deep breath, I realized that pushing myself further would only lead to burnout. So instead of canceling the hike, I decided to embrace self-care. I took a long bath with Epsom salts, read a few chapters of my favorite book, and meditated for 15 minutes. By Sunday morning, I felt refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer that trail. And you know what? The hike was incredible. Not only did I enjoy the beautiful scenery, but I also had this newfound clarity and focus. It's amazing what a little self-love can do, right? So remember, taking breaks and practicing self-care isn't just about being nice to yourself, it's about investing in your well-being, your productivity, and ultimately, your happiness. Don't let the world tell you otherwise. You deserve those moments of stillness and recharge. Now go out there and make some magic. Share this episode with a friend who needs a little reminder, leave us a review if you loved it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, beautiful souls. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.